Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Brendan Bayard is fishing today with another celebrity, Brock Miller, who's a former Ride the Bull champion and won the Bayou Coast Angler of the Year. Brendan, you're in some high company there this morning, huh?
Yeah. Brock's a great guy. Been fishing with him off and on for years. So he used to live in Lafayette a couple of years ago and moved back to Baton Rouge. And I was going fishing. I said, hey, you want to go? And he's like, yeah, let's go. So I got my oldest son with me, one of his friends, Brock. Brock slept in a little bit. So we're waiting at the launch for him. We're actually catching fish at the launch. Before we launched the kayaks, we saw some mullet busting right here. We got two really nice trout in the boat, in the ice chest. We got one that's probably 21 inches and one that's about 18 inches, just about to launch the kayaks, but they biting.
Wow, you can thank Brock for being late. Otherwise, you'd have paddled right past those fish.
I think so, yeah.
Hey, is it you're down there in Leeville? How's the water temperature? Is it time to throw some top waters? Maybe you caught those fish on top waters.
Yeah, that's what we're catching them on right now. We just got, look, another one just came in, about 18 inches. I'm gonna feel this water right here. It is not super cold to the touch, so that whenever I can, you know, put my hands in it, it's not really cold to the touch. We're good to go, especially after it's been on a warming trend for a few days like we've had. I saw the, just going, taking off the jacket for a few days at work. I think it just got my blood going. I'm thinking it's time for top water. We're here. We're throwing top waters, and lo and behold, it's working. So fingers crossed. Didn't know what to expect with this big moon, but it's working.
Trout on top water right there from the launch. If Brock Miller is listening, his tongue is probably hanging out, and sorry he got up late. But anyway, you guys can move on when the trout bite stops and maybe pick up some reds. Hey, I had a listener wanting to know about what's going on over at PAC. You hearing any reports from there?
Yeah, the fishing's been pretty good over there. Pretty exciting news. Those guys over at PAC are Lisa and Eddie built a new shuttle to shuttle people out to the further reaches from the pack, and I think they're going to offer that service soon. I saw that they posted that on their Facebook page, so that's always a fun thing to do, kind of a little mothershipping. They bring you out, drop you off, and bring you back. Great place to fish this time of year. Really anywhere in the mid-estuary, I think it's going to be on right now, looking for places with kind of oyster flats or anything that has some mullet schooling on it or some pogies. But the mullet are kind of greyhounding out of the water in front of us, and the trout are chasing them. So that's where I'm going to hang out until that stops.
What a great situation. You know, when that full moon is up big like it is, usually a lot of times, and not always, you'll get midday action, you know, because the theory being, and I know it with game movement, midnight and midday, but then sometimes it doesn't work like that, and evidently this morning. I've found that when the moon stays up later in the morning, you know, after daylight, you can still see it, that's when it has a tendency to pick up some real midday action. But that's not scientific. That's just some observations over the years.
Yeah, we have – the moon looks like it's probably an hour or so away from setting or rising or whatever it was. I didn't notice it too much on the drive in, so I was asking the boys if they saw it. I guess it might have not been in the direction I was driving, but I'm usually better at looking for things like that. I knew it was a full moon, but I just didn't see it. But water's pretty low out here, so if the water was higher, I think the bite would even be better. But, you know, for whatever reason, you got wintertime tides, low in the morning, kind of low in general. But redfish should be cruising later with this nice sunny day warming up. I think it's going to be a great day. Catching trout already, should be some reds later. It's going to be a good one, I think.
And you got the whole gamut. You got you and Brock Miller, who are well established, you know, in competition with kayaks, and then you got your son and his friend, who's a first timer. So you got the whole thing there. Very experienced, all the way to a newbie. Is he seaworthy?
Yeah. No, I mean he seems to know what he's doing. They go bass fishing a lot together, my son and him. So I think they'll probably get you know, a few fish. He's already got one in the boat, and you know, they're making fun of me. They're like, who hasn't caught a fish? I'm sitting here talking on the radio.
You need to put the phone down and throw that corky out there and get you a trout.
Yes sir.
I'll go get them, and thanks for the report, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, thanks, Don. Take care.
All right, Brendan. Bye. Bayard, one of our two field reporters. Actually, it'll be 2 weeks we'll talk to Brendan. Next week you get to hear from Captain Quint, otherwise known as Eric Mohabarak.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.